Also sich nicht was Woche geschlagen, wir haben Yehuda mit sich dafür Gimel. Rav Nachman in Rav passen sagt Yehuda war Mishnah. Rav yes Rav Nachman, you should pass like a Meir because it's an anonymous Mishnah that says like him. Because the Mishnah says as long as it's mutter to eat chametz, it's mutter to give the animals to eat. This seems to mean that when it's usher for one to eat chametz, he may not feed his animals. This follows the view of Rav Meir, not of Rav Yehuda. Where it says the Mishnah actually follows the view of Rabbi Gamliel. That's why the Mishnah says when it's mutter to eat, meaning when it's mutter for someone else to eat, meaning when it's mutter for a koyin to eat truma during the fifth hour, that's when it's mutter to give the animals chametz of chulin as well. Why anyway doesn't he pass like Rabbi Gamliel? Since Rabbi Gamliel is the machria, he's the middle road shita by agreeing with Rabbi Meir when dealing with truma and agreeing with Rabbi Yehuda when dealing with chulin. Meir says no one made Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir didn't they make a differentiation between truma and chulin except for Rabbi Gamliel. He's the only one who made that differentiation. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel is not considered to be a machria middle ground. He's considered to be a standalone third shita. Meir also says that Rav follows the view of a brisa that passes like Rabbi Lozman Yehuda of Bar Soisa in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, who says among other things that you have to stop eating chametz by the end of the fourth hour. A pop in the name of Rava said it could be that the Brice only passes like him regarding the other things that he said, meaning that whenever Pesach is on Shabbos, one should burn even the truma that is chametz before Shabbos begins. But it could be that regarding his time of Isra eating chametz, it could be the Brice doesn't mean to pass like him. Where it says Rebbe also seems to hold like Rav Nachman because Rebbe didn't allow the guardian of chametz to sell the chametz that he was guarding. You cannot sell items you're guarding unless it's to prevent a serious loss to the owner. So Rebbe didn't allow this person to sell until the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. Presumably he allowed the sale at that time onto a guy. We see that Rebbe must hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe says it could be that Rebbe held like a mayor and he allowed the sale to a yid in the fifth hour. Abaye asked, if so, why do you have to sell the chametz? Why can't he just eat it himself and reimburse the owner? The Marseille says doing so would arouse suspicion. Visim the kiyim, you have to make sure you have to arm's length. Therefore, you have to sell it to someone else that you know for sure you got fair market value. Rabbi Adabar Masna said to Rabbi Yosef, if you specifically told us that Rebbe had told the guardian to sell during the fifth hour to goyim, which would be a clear proof that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef said, this sheet of Rebbe that one may sell the items he is guarding when they're losing all of their value, follows Shem Gamliel in the Mishnah. However, the Tanakhama there says that the items may not be sold. Abaye said, Rabbi Baruch Hanan and Rabbi Yechanan said that the Tanakhama would agree that one may sell the items if their value decreases more than the norm, and would therefore clearly agree over here in this case when the chametz stands to be worthless in a short time. Mishnah said, V'oidom, Rabbi Yehuda, shtei chalos v'chulu. Someone told a brisa to Rabbi Yehuda that said that the chalos were put on the benches. Rabbi Yehuda said, then they wouldn't be visible if they were put on the bench, so it would serve no purpose. Rather, the brisa must mean they were put on the roof above these benches. The Mishnah said, Psulois v'chulu. Why would there puzzle chalos of a toide every year on Erev Pesach? Rabbi Hanina said, a brisa teaches that it's also to bring a carbon toide on Erev Pesach, since the chametz chalos that are brought with it, with the carbon toide, would become also to eat a few hours into the day. Because of this, many carbon toides were brought the day before Erev Pesach, because you didn't have the chance to do it the next day on Erev Pesach. So many were brought that there were so many that were brought that there were always some chalas that couldn't be eaten by the night, and therefore they were left over to the morning and they became possible through Lina. Rabbi Yehuda said the chalas were actually not possible, they just couldn't be eaten because the carbon that they were brought for never ended up being shechted. That's why they couldn't be eaten, that's why they were used for this purpose. Why didn't they shecht the animal? Mar says the case is the animal was lost, so why didn't they bring another animal? Mar says it's a case where that the one bringing the carbon said this is the toide and these are the chalas, in which case Rabbi said that if the animal gets lost, you don't have to bring another one. In fact, Mara, why didn't they redeem the chalas and make them into chulin? Mara says what happened was that the animal was shechted, but the blood spilled before being offered on the mizbeach. In which case, the chalas become kadosh, but they may not be eaten until the blood is actually offered on the mizbeach, and that's why we use the chalas for this purpose. So, Zakumar, this follows Rebbe, who says that the shechita of the carbon alone makes the accompanying breads kadosh, but eating them remains forbidden until the blood is offered on the mizbeach. Shimon Elazar, on the other hand, says that the bread does not even become kadosh until the blood is offered as well. Zakumar, it could be, you know, the truth is that this would even follow Shimon Elazar also. This case is talking about where the blood was accepted in a keli and then it spilled. And he holds that since when the blood is in the keli, it's fit to be offered, it's already considered to be as if it's already offered for that purpose as well. A brisa says, or a belazer said, that the chalas used were actually not posel chalas. Another brisa says that Abu Shol said the sign as to when eating was permitted was not done using chalas, it was done using oxen. Bezdin would have two oxen plowing on Harazesim. When the messenger took one ox away, the people knew that they could no longer eat chametz, but they could still benefit from it. When the second ox was taken away from the plowing, then the people knew it was time to begin burning their chametz.